WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One of several suspects has been arrested from yesterday's armed robbery at a Bryan convenience store and from the gunfire that hit a Bryan policeman whose life was saved because he was wearing a bulletproof vest. 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan was found shortly after the shooting hiding inside an SUV. Charges against Ginn includes the robbery, evading and resisting arrest, and trying to take away a policeman's gun.
Sergeant Ryan Bonnet thanks area residents living near the Stripe store at South College in Carson for their support.
We went around door to door this morning, and we were telling people they couldn't go home or they had to check in before they went to their house, and they were almost everybody was 100% understanding and polite. We had people showing up offering their support.
But I also thank the multiple law enforcement agencies who combed the neighborhood for more than 12 hours following the robbery. The officer who was hit by the gunfire was treated for minor injuries at a local hospital and released. Bonus says there was no return fire from any officers. No one was injured in the robbery where an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Seven people living in a Northgate fourplex were displaced by a fire yesterday morning. The College Station Fire Department says the fire started in an upstairs unit of the building on Spruce Street. The cause is under investigation. 8 fire units and 20 firefighters spent 30 minutes to get the fire under control. None of the occupants were hurt. A fireman did sprain his ankle and was transported for further evaluation. Add a former Texas A&M president to the candidates to become the next U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Elsa Murano is scheduled to be interviewed next week by Donald Trump's transition team. Murano, who is the director of A&M's Borlaug Institute, which addresses international ag issues, also served as a USDA undersecretary for President George W. Bush. Last week, the Federal Reserve announced an increase in its key interest rate by 0.25%, only the second increase in a decade. Chief economist at the Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines, says the short-term impact on the housing market could be an increase in demand.
And they're looking at it and saying prices are still going up 5 to 8% a year because there's a shortage of houses still. And if the interest rate's going to go up another, you know, quarter of a point, half a point, three quarters of a point during the course of the year, I have no reason to wait.
Gaines says this rate increase, along with the outcome of the presidential election, could also have a very positive impact on the business market. To hear more from Jim Gaines about the rate increase and its impact, you can go online to WTAW.com. A Houston man stopped for speeding in College Station Wednesday morning went to jail for having 1 pound of marijuana in his car. According to the arrest report, the policeman who caught 25-year-old James Lee Oliver III doing 70 in a 55 on Harvey Mitchell Parkway smelled the marijuana. In addition to seizing 4 bags of pot, the officer also found a loaded handgun and a notepad containing names and dollar amounts that the officer believes were drug transactions. Christmas came a week early for some Brazos Valley families. Bryan Broadcasting's general manager, Ben Downs, on WTAW's The Infomaniac, says they had 360 angels in this year's Christmas Angels fundraiser, and a special thanks was made to 2 local companies.
Need to mention again, Barker's Heating and Cooling came through with
Barker's
$5,000.
And Viasat. Gave us a couple of thousand dollars locally, and then the big company matched all of their contributions.
Oh, my.
So
okay.
It was Barker's nice. And Viasat were the big local folks.
Downs also thanked Global Event Catering for purchasing a pair of shoes for every angel in this year's Christmas Angels program. WTAW News Time, it's 9 after 7, it's 56 degrees. Text us in at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some periods of rain breaking out across the region. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. Rain tonight remaining mild. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers are possible during the day. Highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild Christmas Eve, 65. Christmas Day, clouds, breezy, chance of showers, highs around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Trevor Knight talking bowl game and how healthy he's going to be for that bowl game. We'll hear from him as well as a little sights and sounds from the famous Idaho Potato Bowl last night. Also, bowl season really kicking up. They got three games today that you can tune in. I don't know if you really care anything about any of the teams that are playing. But,
go ahead.
But the Popeyes Bahama Bowl might actually be an okay one. Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion, not too bad. And then La Tech and Navy. I forgot about that one. That actually might be a pretty good game, too, up in Fort Worth. And also the Dallas Cowboys have clinched the NFC East and home field advantage, but of no fault of their own. The Giants lost the Eagles. Okay. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's time for some... Oh, but Merry Christmas, okay? Because that's what we say.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy Hanukkah to folks who of the Jewish faith, but... We're not going to do the happy holidays thing. We're just not, okay? It's Merry Christmas.
Is Kwanzaa already done?
Well, I don't know. You know what?
Yeah, happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
You know, he used to do a thing called the sweater tour.
Yeah.
And he'd wear lots of different... I mean, he'd change sweaters like 10 times during the concert.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah. And then, of course, at the end, he did what all old stars do is they retired to Branson. And and he did. And, you know, made a ton of money there, too.
Most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And, you know, back in the day when he was popular and all that, there were alternative Christmas songs, kind of, but not really many.
Yeah.
And now there's a jillion different kinds of Christmas
songs. There are.
For better or worse, I'm not sure. I'm not exactly right
yeah.
about that, but
kind of for meh.
Yeah.
Just depends.
So, IKEA. You know the place? You know, it's a place.
IKEA.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're exactly right. I'm sorry. I did say that wrong.
It's fine.
It's IKEA. They're a big furniture company. They are a nonprofit organization.
And a meatball
Swedish meatball place. Right. I've been in one IKEA once. Never went back.
You know, I think I've only been once or twice.
Yeah.
And it's been a very long time.
And I don't know if they still do. Zach, have you been to an IKEA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been
to
one.
I don't know if they still have arrows on the floor.
Oh, to direct you.
Yes.
It's a maze.
You can't get to the end unless you go through the entire store.
See? Don't do that to me. I know, Scott. That proves this is not an American company. So
yes, that
just
is
saying,
correct.
You know,
we will force you to look at everything.
Right. And you know the one
to
thing,
get to the meatballs.
Right. What they do is smart is that you know you go to buy the furniture and they give you this box. Because that's how it started. The whole idea was, I can't be building furniture and put them in little cars. Okay, all I got is little cars.
Little
in
cars
Europe.
Over there, yeah.
Little
so
bitty cars.
We got to find something that can basically be broken down mm-hmm. into being 4 feet long and 3 inches wide.
Yep.
And that fits in your car, and then you've got all those little connectors and go do it yourself.
Well, it ain't American built, you know.
Exactly right.
You put too much pressure on them things, they're just going to collapse on you.
You dang try. And they got a lot of sharp edges and all that.
Yeah.
But on a warm July night, somewhere in an IKEA showroom in Belgium, two teenagers popped out of the wardrobes.
Oh.
They had crept out, really, really wide-eyed and whispering and listening for guards and all that kind of stuff. And apparently, they weren't there. See, they'd graduated from high school a few weeks earlier. And a few more weeks, one was bound for medical studies and the other for business school. So they thought, well, since we're going to be stuck in the system, we need to do something that's kind of outside the box.
Oh, man.
So they crept into this store, waited until it closed down, and then they had a sleepover.
Hey!
Basically, just right there in the store. Well, that's okay, but behind that has come a, as they call it, a wave of brazen copycats.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Apparently.
Because, of course, they videoed it.
Yep, of
and
course.
And put it up on the internet.
So now it's out there. So
yep.
The IKEA folks are trying to let you know.
You cannot sleep in our store.
Don't be doing that. Don't be hiding out in the furniture afterwards, which probably means now they've got to have guards who walk through the store.
I mean, it's not fun to hide in a wardrobe until the store closes, and you have to sit there and be quiet and still and wait in this little cramped, dark space.
Well, maybe they walked through it and then found some kind of magical world, and they stayed for, you know, 20, 25 years and then came back out.
And then they came down
yeah,
on their
exactly.
high.
That's
so,
it.
Huh. So are these people having sleepovers in the true sense of the word, or is it?
I think it's just, I think,
is
no.
Is it sleepovers? Is it sleepovers?
No, I think it was just a deal of look what we did kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And so then, of course, you have to share that with somebody, so you've got to video it, so they videoed it.
Yeah, because why do it if you're not going to brag about it?
And then sooner or later, what's going to happen is somebody's going to get hurt, and then they're going to file suit.
Someone's going to get shot by a security guard.
Yeah, that's right. Then you got.
Oh, they don't have guns.
That's right, they don't. They go bang,
tasered
bang over
something.
There. Well, it depends on the country.
Yeah.
Depends
yeah.
on where you go. I think in Belgium, I think they got guns there.
If they
I think,
do it in Texas. There's IKEAs in Texas.
That's a good point, yeah. And especially if you're U.S. American, don't fling Swedish
meatballs at them, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you see, I didn't even know that they did the meatball thing until this year.
Yeah. You know, I didn't either, actually, because I said I'd been a couple times, but I didn't realize that they were known for these meatballs.
Again, look, just buy your meatballs. You know, here in America, you don't need IKEA doesn't need the money. All right, let me see. So, did you see that Donald Trump's daughter was harassed on an airplane?
Yes, I saw that.
Why was she flying coach?
That was the first thing I thought.
Someone answer that question.
She wanted to prove that she was just like me and you.
Of the people. She's of the people.
She's of the people, by the people, for the people.
So, Ivanka and her three children harassed by a fellow passenger Thursday on a flight out of New York. TMZ reports that an out-of-control passenger verbally berating the 35-year-old daughter. Your father is ruining the country, he said, which is why she's on our flight, because she should be riding private.
Right.
Okay. As the guy was removed, he reportedly yelled, you're kicking me off for expressing my opinion?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, kind of what I'm thinking. So, there you go. And maybe from now on she will fly. with
you know. Well, I mean, it wasn't even first class. Yeah. They said coach.
I know. Don't know.
And it was a long. It wasn't. Weren't they on their way to Hawaii?
Oh, I don't know. What?
Yeah,
really?
I thought they
what?
Were on their way
Surely
to Hawaii for
not.
Christmas.
Coach.
Well, what does that say about the Donald if he's not going to allow his daughter to use his private jet?
We do have some fun PE tweets.
Okay, let me grab this first. Hello.
Yeah, they didn't just throw him off. They threw him off, and get this, and his husband.
Oh,
okay, thank you.
I did hear that
yesterday.
Yeah, he
was a...
didn't know the whole story. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, we got some PE tweets this morning.
We do. So speaking of planes, yesterday he tweeted and said, based on the tremendous cost and cost overruns of the Lockheed Martin F-35, I've asked Boeing to price out a comparable F-18 Super Hornet.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah, that yes. sounds pretty awesome.
That'd be great. Yep. Yeah.
And then this was a good one. So the so-called A-list celebrities are all wanting tickets to the inauguration. But look what they did for Hillary. Nothing. I want the people.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's interesting because a lot of acts have said they can't perform. I was kind of surprised Garth said no.
Oh, interesting. Garth
is pretty liberal.
Really
or not? Yes.
Well, what the heck happened to him? Jeez,
He's been liberal for quite some time.
I have no idea.
A little bit of a heads up: we will have stories next week. We may have a local group performing at the inauguration.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah. So we'll listen for that next week. We'll have some news. And then the last one, this was just this morning. My wonderful son, Eric, will no longer be allowed to raise money for children with cancer because of a possible conflict of interest with my presidency. Isn't this a ridiculous shame? He loves these kids, has raised millions of dollars for them, and now must stop.
Yeah,
wrong answer.
That's St. Jude's. He's done that for a long, long time. So, it is unfortunate. That's
that's where we are with the PE Trump tweets today.
All right. Now I understand they're looking at possibly having the Beach Boys perform.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. they've apparently kind of updated some of their songs.
Yeah.
Like one of them is I Barely Get Around.
Oh, and, Scott.
And God only knows where I left my keys. Anyway. But that'll be fun. We'll see if that happens. Hey, we got some fog kind of descending here outside. So you got your lights on, I'm sure.
It's pretty nasty out there.
There's not much traffic either.
I wouldn't know. I don't have a window.
I just see the
view is not that good today. The view is not that good today, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. All right.
Well, I think a lot of people probably didn't go to work today.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, or took the day off.
I imagine there won't be anybody here in the office.
No. I spoke to Mr. Downs. Mr. Downs said he's going to show up today.
He's busy. If you follow us on Twitter, WTAW1620.
You can do that.
You'll see that we have a very special, somebody very special tweeted in to us today, or texted in, I guess.
Uh-huh.
We have a picture of Santa
on
our Twitter feed.
How fun is that?
He texted in this morning. You can text in as well. 979-695-1620.
Even if it's just to tell us that you don't have to go to work today.
Yep,
you can do that. That's cool. In 1996, 12 guys at the University of Indiana got together and formed a group called Straight No Chaser. It was 20 years ago, and they're pretty fun. They did a concert. This is the 2008 version. This is not the original version of the 12 Days of Christmas, and this was recorded live in Bloomington. Have you heard these boys before?
I don't think so.
No.
Pretty interesting.
The first day of Christmas, aren't you looking to me? A partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings, four calling birds, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas,
on the eighth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
eight
days of milking, seven days of milking, six days of milking. Better not shout, you better not cry, you better not. In a pear tree on the ninth and on the eighth.
No!
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Seven twangles swimming, six geese a laying. Five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens. Two turtle doves. The boar's head in hand bear I bedecked with bays and partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords of leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids and milking, 7 swans and swimming, 6 geese and laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love,
a little treadle, I made it out of clay, I've got it strong and ready, a treadle I shall.
Well, it's October, you might as well sing it. Go ahead.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Everyone sing it with me. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and rainy, a dreidel I shall play.
So there you go. That's
wow.
They're pretty amazing, aren't
that's
they?
That's impressive.
Totally ADD Christmas music,
yes,
Batman.
Yeah. Exactly right. Now
that's awesome.
Well, the original, I want to say, has been seen 23 million times.
Wow.
And they're touring the country right now. They play, I think, this week in Bloomington or Indianapolis.
But, I'd never heard of them.
Okay. Well, that's they're called.
Sounds like a lot of
Straight No Chaser.
Five, right? Did you say five guys?
No. It's 12 guys.
Oh, I thought five. Okay.
No, anyway.
That makes a little more sense.
But
I was like,
yeah,
that sounds like a lot more than five.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, even in that song, you talk about having to stay in the moment. I mean, you got to know what your part is while they're all doing something different, and then come together at the end. It's kind of like vocal jazz.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. So, if you enjoy that. Let me see. The NFL's official Twitter account was hacked.
Oh.
Did we hear about that?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll go look that up and see if we can find that. Buckingham Palace has announced that Queen Elizabeth really likes that American girl who Harry's dating.
All right.
Yes, I heard about this.
What's her name? Meghan Markle?
Yes, and she is on Suits. So if you watch USA Network, she is on Suits. She's Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know if she's been in anything else, but she's got a pretty big role in that show.
It's The Prince and I.
Yeah. There's an understanding that they hang out, the royal family hangs out at some castle. With the Queen Christmas. So she's cool with that. So she's back over in America.
How old is Harry? Because she's 35.
So he's
not that old. Well, he's 32.
If only they're okay.
So it's not as big of an age difference as I thought.
Nah,
they grew up so fast.
No, 3 years in the 30s doesn't make any difference at all. But anyway. Yeah, but think about that. What kind of a Christmas present do you get when you're
dating the prince?
Yeah, that's so.
What
anyway.
Do you need, honey?
Yeah, anything? Yeah, probably not. I have people for that, no matter what it is.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Good morning, it's 728, Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com, 71 for a high temperature today. It's a little bit foggy and misty out there right now. 64 will be our low temperature tonight, with chances of showers increasing to 40%. Tomorrow, kind of the same thing, 75 will be our high temperature on Christmas Eve day. And then on Christmas Day, 78 is what they're telling us. 50-50 chance of showers on Sunday night, with a low of 64. Then a 60% chance of rain during the day on Monday. We'll still be in the middle 70s. And on Monday night, a 50% chance of rain. Looking at Tuesday, still near 70. Let's look ahead. Wednesday, it cools down a little bit. We'll be down to, we're 71, but then our low will be at about 54. So, all right, we've all had Texas Christmases like that, right? Winds out of the north at 3 right now, and again, watch for the fog and mist out there. It's 56 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, we know more about the 24-year-old Tunisian wanted in the Berlin Christmas market terror attack. His name is Anis Amri, and he's one of the 6,000 refugees welcomed with open arms into Europe. Now, we also know that a significant number of these migrants trained at Islamic State camps, and they fought in Iraq or Syria. They're terrorists. The German warrant lists multiple aliases for this young man, 3 different nationalities, 6 different names and birthdays. His father told a Tunisian radio station that his son left home 7 years ago. and spent 4 years in an Italian prison for setting fire to a school. The Italian government says he was supposed to be expelled from the country, but the paperwork, it just wasn't finished on time. And even with that track record, he was released. So government paperwork failure allowed the refugee terrorist in waiting to remain in Europe, where he crossed into Germany last year, and the rest is history. So are there lessons to be learned here? Well, yes. First, despite promises that refugees from war zones where terrorists flourish will be carefully vetted, some of them do somehow slip through the cracks. It's amazing how that happens. We have no idea how many. Second lesson, liberals' lax attitudes toward immigration, security, and borders, it leads to disaster. This is not debatable. It's not arguable. The proof is the ever-rising death toll. But still, Europe's liberals don't seem to learn. Ours don't either. Russians probably made it happen anyway, right?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:33. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A bulletproof vest saved the life of a Bryan policeman after he was shot by one of multiple suspects following yesterday's armed robbery at the Stripes convenience store at South College in Carson.
The officer was treated for minor injuries and released at a local hospital. Sergeant Ryan Bona says no officers returned fire. Bona thanked the multiple agencies who spent more than 12 hours searching for suspects as well as the neighborhood residents for their generosity.
Offering their support of, you know, bottles of water or, you know, food or things for officers that have been standing out there for quite some time. Some people just came up and offered us a handshake or a hug to thank us for what we were doing. Opening up their homes and their businesses so officers would have a place to go to the restroom or just get out of the chilled air this morning just for a few minutes.
Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Shortly after the officer was shot, a Bryan man was arrested on multiple charges. 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan was taken to jail for aggravated robbery, evading and resisting arrest, and attempting to take a police officer's gun during a struggle before he was placed in handcuffs. 1 year since the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, they've done it again. Chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M, Jim Gaines, says this increase, along with the presidential election results, could mean a positive impact on the business market.
The businesses now are going to get off the snide, and they're going to start investing back into corporate America and back into business Main Street. businesses, not necessarily the big guys, but all of the medium and small companies that really have been sitting on the sidelines for the last 5 or 6 years will get back into the business, get back in the action.
As for the housing market, Gaines says although you might think the 0.25% increase would deter buyers, it could do just the opposite.
Think of interest rate as being a price, the price of borrowing the money. If the prices are going up, you don't want to wait because you know you're going to have to pay more later.
Gaines says this is only the second increase in a decade, but the Fed expects 3 more rate increases in 2017. To hear the entire interview with Jim Gaines, go online to WTAW.com. There's a third Texan in the running to become President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of Agriculture. Trump's transition team announced former Texas A&M President Elsa Murano will interview next week. She joins former State Agriculture Commission and State Comptroller Susan Combs and current Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. College Station firefighters spent 30 minutes yesterday morning getting a fourplex fire in Northgate under control. Investigators say the fire started in an upstairs unit on Spruce Street and spread into the attic. How the fire started is still unknown. 7 occupants were displaced, but none were injured. One of the 20 firefighters at the scene received a medical examination for a sprained ankle. Just after sunrise Wednesday morning, Bryan Police and a Brazos County deputy constable responded to a report of a vehicle burglary in progress outside a duplex near William Joel Bryan in Villa Maria. According to the arrest report, the officers found 44-year-old Martin Jacobs of Bryan in the back of an SUV. Jacobs said a friend owned the SUV. The owner said he did not know Jacobs and the suspect did not have permission to be inside. It was another successful year for Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels program, and we couldn't do it without the community's support. General Manager Ben Downs on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says all 360 Angels received an extra present this year.
The people at Global Event Catering Services bought shoes for all the children and all the people that we worked with.
That would be all.
It would be all.
Yeah, everybody.
They went shopping. You know, we asked for shoe sizes this year. They went shopping. Got them, wrapped them, and we went by and picked them up. And so everybody got a new pair of shoes.
Down says 136 bicycles were given to children this year.
Whether they get a bicycle brought back or not, we make sure that every kid has a bicycle.
Downs also thanked Barker's Heating and Cooling and Viasat for their large monetary donations, which helped bring this year's total funds raised to $19,200. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 56 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool, or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at metroministorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
It's 7:41. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
As we head into the holiday weekend, it looks like some wet weather is in our forecast. Low pressure is going to be passing north of the region, drawing moisture up out of Mexico, out of the Gulf of Mexico. With cloudy skies today, we'll be seeing some rain as the day goes on, 65 to 70. Periods of rain for tonight, 60 to 65. A few showers, mild tomorrow, 70 to 75. Christmas Day is mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Advocare Texas Bowl. Trevor Knight, quarterback for the Aggies, going to tell us how he's feeling in preparation for that bowl game come Wednesday night. Also, the NFC East had a big game. It was the New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. Didn't work out well for the Giants, but did work out well for the Cowboys, because since the Giants lost, it means the Cowboys have sewn up their second division title in the last 3 years. Also, the Spurs were out on the West Coast taking on the L.A. Clippers. All that more coming up in sports.
Backing it into the title, huh?
Backing it in.
That's all.
Backing it up.
I'm going to wrap my presents up in red bandanas and leave some special cookies out for Santa.
Huh?
Throw my troubles to
the wind. I didn't know you were a big Casey Musgraves fan, Scott.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's to finding your own little peace on earth. And I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. If you're in looking back or Waikiki, I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas.
Caught up in the hustle and the bustle. This time of year ain't supposed to be so stressful. Here's to easy silent nights and finding your own paradise with whatever family you might call.
A Willie Nice Christmas.
A Willie Nice Christmas.
Look, I love Willie, but he sounds terrible right there.
Well,
aww.
Well, I mean, he does.
He's old.
I mean, I know that. But,
yeah.
I mean,
because that's
him
a fairly
concert.
New Christmas album that she put out.
And I saw him in concert not that long ago, but man, he did not sound good.
I prefer to remember Willie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a time.
Remember what he used to be whenever he was talking songs, as opposed to now when he's talking songs?
Yeah, Stardust. I mean, Stardust is one of the great albums.
Oh yeah,
ever. I mean, just ever. And what I found interesting is, you know, they recorded the music and said, okay, Willie, sing to the music. And Willie likes to sing basically on his own rhythm,
right?
Because that's how he styles. But I mean, he stuck to the beat of the music pretty well. But the deal is, you know, Willie, a songwriter as well. 1963, Roy Orbison.
Your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had to go old school on you.
Old school, baby.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Who doesn't love Roy Orbison?
But yeah, him and Casey Musgraves have quite the friendship, and he definitely makes a lot of appearances in some of her music, and she opens for him a lot, or vice versa, kind of thing.
Who's that?
Casey Musgraves, the girl that was singing that song. Yeah, and Willie. Yeah, and Willie.
Because Roy's dead. He doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't have concerts.
Sorry. Yeah, no, Willie. Willie.
Hello.
You know, there's a new book out that Willie wrote based on his song Pretty Paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just read it. I'm waiting for the co-author to be on because, you know, Willie is not coming on. But it's
you think?
It's a story that he wrote the song is based on a true story.
Okay.
He saw a guy outside of Leonard's department store in downtown Fort Worth selling pencils and wrapping paper who had no legs.
Okay. Wow.
And he wrote this story because he went back to find the guy and never found him. And he wrote this story based on that. And it is really fascinating. It's a cool little book. It's called Pretty Paper, just like the song.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Well, again, it is. It's one of my favorites. And I think, I mean, Willie does okay. I think Orbison just does a better job. But
It's Roy Orbison.
Yeah, it is. That's it. Okay, good. You're not working today, right?
No.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate that. All right, see you later. Have a good Christmas. Yeah, okay. Well, that's
I'm surprised he's not out shooting something.
Well, he might be later on today. Yeah. It's early in the day.
Might be calling us from the stand.
That could be. Hey, next hour we're going to be giving away tickets to something pretty special. It's the Queen's Ball on New Year's Eve. It's called Beer and Bubbles because, I mean, bubbles are okay, but beer's pretty popular, too.
Mm.
And they're having it at the Blackwater Draw in downtown Bryant. And we'll be giving away tickets to that.
Is this fancy? Is this like a fancy thing?
Well, you dress up a little bit, but the idea is to be able to go drink beer if you want to drink beer.
I mean,
if you want to do champagne, that's fine. But it's from 9 until 1. Obviously, it'll be on New Year's Eve because that's when you do that thing. But they'll have a DJ and a casino tent and some heavy hors d'oeuvres. Pretty good stuff. But anyway, so we'll do that next hour. We're going to need your email address because it's electronic tickets and all that sort of stuff, but it's being done by the Downtown Bryant Association. I'm a board member, and it's pretty cool to be a first time ever. So, statistics show, get this, that, and I don't know if you can believe this, that marijuana use among teens in Colorado has actually gone down since they legalized it.
Well, it's not fun if it's legal.
Right. Is that it? Is that the idea? It's
probably
not fun anymore, so we're not going to do it. Not sure that I'll believe that, but nonetheless, it's don't call in now. We're going to do it next hour. We'll give away the tickets to the downtown deal that's going on at the Blackwater Draw. All right, 7:48 right now.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
For most people, the days between Thanksgiving and Christmas are some of the busiest of the year. And that's when the house gets decorated, the Christmas tree goes up, and don't forget all the shopping that has to be done and the Christmas parties to attend. It's exhausting. And if we're not careful, the Christmas season can race by in a blur. And when it's all said and done, we'll have nothing to show for it. No joy, no special memories, just stress and credit card bills. So here's a few simple ideas to put the Christmas spirit back into the season. First, go slower. I admit this is not an easy one for me, but try to live in the moment. Stop what you're doing every so often and take in the decorations and the Christmas music. Let the season get a hold of your heart. Second, do less. This one is a challenge also. There's a lot to be done this time of year, but maybe some of it isn't necessary. So cut back where you can. Finally, create more memories. Face it, you probably won't remember most of the presents you'll get this year, if any. But you will remember the special times you spent with your spouse, your children, and extended family. Make the most of those times and make it fun. Christmas is all in the heart. The decorations are great and the gifts are enjoyable, but they're not what makes Christmas so special. The memories we create are what will last. For more encouragement to make this holiday season meaningful, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, less than a week until Fightin' Texas Aggie football takes the field against Kansas State in the Advocare Texas Bowl. The Maroon and White have a few injury questions, most notably for quarterback Trevor Knight, who was out 2 weeks with a shoulder injury and suffered a leg injury in the season finale against LSU. But Knight says he should be ready to go come game time.
Feeling good. Continuing to get better and better and better, but I feel like I can go and execute 100% of what I need to do.
Do you feel like there was any rust you needed to shake off after that LSU game?
Maybe a little bit. I just hadn't thrown for a while and then took a few days off for finals and things like that, but feeling good now and ready to rock and roll.
What a fantastic follow-up question. Knight has accounted for 53% of the Aggies' touchdowns this year, with 16 of them coming through the air and 10 on the ground. He and the guys will square off with Kansas State next Wednesday at 8 p.m. at NRG Stadium. Only one bowl game last night. It was the famous Idaho Potato Bowl up in Boise.
They'll play fake it to him this time. Matt runs out of the pocket, gets away from one defender, slips as he throws down the near sidelines, got a man, Freisinger caught it at the 10 with one hand, and he walks into the end zone. How did Jordan Freisinger do that?
The Idaho Vandals or the offensive juggernauts, we don't know. Quarterback Matt Linehan threw for 381 yards and four touchdowns to lead Idaho over Colorado State 61-50. Now today there are three bowls in action. Eastern Michigan and Old Dominion kick off the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl at noon. Louisiana Tech and 25th-ranked Navy meet up for the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl at 3:30 in Fort Worth. And Ohio and Troy round out the slate with the Dollar General Bowl at 7 o'clock in Mobile, Alabama. Now, in the professional game, the New York Giants were looking to lock down a playoff spot last night with a win over the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Manning takes the ball. He loads up. He's looking. He is going deep for Will Tye, and it's intercepted! The Eagles win! It is intercepted! Terrence Brooks comes up with the interception, and the Eagles win! 5 seconds to go, and the five-game losing streak is over!
Yeah, it was a bad night for Eli. The younger Manning was picked off three times and only tossed one touchdown as the Giants were upended by the Eagles 24-19. Now, the loss keeps New York from clinching at least for now, but what it does do is wrap up the NFC East and home field advantage for the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, the boys will be in action Monday night as they host another playoff hopeful team, the Detroit Lions, on Monday Night Football. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans try to hold on to first place as they welcome the Cincinnati Bengals to town tomorrow night. It will be Tom Savage, not Brock Osweiler, starting at QB for Houston. Kickoff is at 7:25 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The San Antonio Spurs were the lone NBA Lone Star team in action last night, and they were out on the West Coast visiting the LA Clippers.
Chris Paul brings it back the other way, looking to go 2-for-1 here with 45 seconds to play here in the first half. He'll take some time off the ticker if he can. He's now straight away, gets a good look at a three, pulls the trigger, it settles in. Another three for the Clippers. They've hit 7 here in the first half.
Chris Paul scored 19 points before injuring his left hamstring to lead the Clippers over the Spurs 106-101. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 10 points in only 23 minutes for San Antonio, but Coach Greg Popovich said he wanted to rest him for tonight's game against the Portland Trailblazers. Tip-off for that one is at 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets hit the road to visit the Memphis Grizzlies at 7, and the Dallas Mavericks are in L.A. playing the Clippers at 9:30. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are back in action this evening. They welcome the L.A. Kings to town at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
At this point in my life, I would consider myself intermediate in the knowledge of home buying and selling, thanks to my tutelage from the experts over there at Zweiker & Associates. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates, and Jen Zweiker comes in, and if there ever were an expert, I am telling you right now, Jen Zweiker is it. She has got loads of charts and numbers and things like that. She knows exactly what is going on in the market, whether the numbers are high, whether the numbers are low, exactly what you need to know if you are looking to buy or sell your house to help make the experience a lot better. And it's not just Jen over there. In fact, Jen, Greg, and the entire team over there can help you make your home buying or selling experience better because they are the experts and they will all help you. It's an entire team of people who will help make that go smoothly for you. And home buying and selling is pretty stressful, so you're going to want to make that experience a lot easier. Check them out online. ZARealestate.com is where you do it. They will help you out. The Zweiker & Associates team, ZARealestate.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tell you, we were going to do a telephone, but we're not. We're going to have you text in. Text in. First five people who text in to 979-695-1620 can get tickets to the Queen's Ball New Year's Eve Beer and Bubbles thing that's going on, sponsored by the Downtown Bryan Association. It's on New Year's Eve, and it's going to be fun times from 9 to 1.
The Queen's Ball.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that sound just fancy?
It does.
And it is. It's a good time. You go there. They've got hors d'oeuvres and champagne and heavy hors d'oeuvres, by the way.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, really, really good stuff. It has probably meat and things like that on. Being held at the Blackwater Draw Brewing Company in downtown Bryan, which is kind of neat because that's where they actually make beer right there.
Yeah.
Anyhow, 699-695-1620. First five people got a
text us your email address.
That's right. We need to do that. I need your email address because it's electronic tickets. So we'll need your name and your email address, and we'll take it from there.
Yep.
So now we got the Dollar General Bowl coming up.
Big time. Ooh. In Mobile, Alabama.
Well, yeah, which again, you know, reminds me of the swag, the time that the Aggies were in the Independence Bowl, and it was sponsored by Sanford, which is the writing products. Okay, Sharpie, that's Sanford. The first highlighter was Sanford. So actually, the swag pack that we got had a bunch of Sharpies in it.
Really?
Yeah. So if it's the Dollar General Bowl. I mean, what's the swag?
There's a lot of good stuff at Dollar General, though. I mean, they can give you a bunch of candy.
Well, that's what I mean. Do they give
party
you
party favors?
Do they give you a $1 box of Tide? I don't know. I just everything's a dollar.
Bunch of plastic cups. And,
yeah.
I have no idea.
When the dollar stores opened here, we used to go in there. You know, I'd go in there with a couple of guys, hold something up, and go, "How much is this?" It's a dollar. Yeah, I know. After about the third time, they didn't think it was funny, but we thought it was hilarious.
Funny.